Both Israelis and Palestinians are indeed worried about the possibility of more demonstrations like those last week that left more than 70 people dead. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Israel has now deployed tanks and armored vehicles to the West Bank and Gaza for the first time since the 1967 war. Israel says it sent the tanks and additional troops as a precaution after last week's violent clashes when Israeli soldiers and Palestinian police engaged in fierce gun battles. A senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says if the violence erupts again, Israel would consider disarming the 30,000 Palestinian police officers. But today, for a third consecutive day, the West Bank, Gaza, and Jerusalem remained mostly peaceful. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has ordered his police to restrain Palestinian demonstrators and avoid any confrontation with Israeli soldiers. The violence erupted last week after Israel opened a new exit from a tunnel in Jerusalem's Old City. Israel calls the tunnel a harmless tourist attraction, but Palestinians see it very differently. They claim the project threatens the stability of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of Islam's holiest sites, and is just another example of Israeli attempts to undermine Palestinian claims to East Jerusalem. At the entrance to the tunnel, one Israeli man, Meghnani Tzahi, seemed to highlight those Palestinian fears when, using a bullhorn, he offered guided tours of Jewish sites located in the Old City's Muslim quarter. Meanwhile, hundreds of people lined up to visit the controversial tunnel. Most people here, like Shoshana Ben-Anoch, strongly support Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to open the tunnel. It makes no difference if the tunnel is opened or closed, she says. The Palestinians are always looking for a spark to light the fire. Another visitor here, who identified himself only as mayor, agrees, and he blames Yasser Arafat for fanning the flames.
He was saying that the reason all this was created was because of the tunnel. Now, anybody who's been living in Israel knows that thousands of people, including myself, have been visiting this tunnel for the last 9 years. The only difference is it used to be a dead end, now they opened it up. So for this, you create a war. If you have a problem, you negotiate.
Well, they are negotiating in Washington. You think anything will come out of this?
But they're not. Arafat refuses. He doesn't want to come to Washington. He wants Israel to agree in advance to his conditions. Is that negotiations? Who ever heard of such nonsense?
The controversial tunnel empties out here on the Via Dolorosa. The stone street is where Christians believe Jesus walked on his way to his crucifixion. It's often filled, as it is today, with groups of Christian pilgrims carrying wooden crosses and singing hymns. The new exit from the tunnel sits right next to Khalid Dweik's souvenir shop. Israeli officials say the additional flow of tourists will mean more business for Palestinian shop owners like Dweik. But he says that business is not the issue. The issue, he says, is Palestinian frustration with an Israeli government that, since the election of Prime Minister Netanyahu, he says has all but abandoned the peace process.
They take too much land of the Palestinians. They make more settlements. They destroyed a lot of houses. And then they come opening this one. A lot of a problem. And then come this one and make it all together, you know.
Dweik doesn't necessarily object to completion of the tunnel. Under different circumstances, he says, Palestinians might have accepted the project.
If the peace talking was much better than now, and it go more easy, I think the situation will not happen like what happened 3-4 days ago, you know. You don't know the situation.
Do you think after all the trouble we've seen in the last week, do you think the Israeli government is now going to be willing to sit down in Washington and make some concessions?
With Netanyahu, I don't think so, sir.
No.
No, believe me, no. Because Netanyahu is a person who wants to take, not to give.
But give and take is exactly what analysts say Prime Minister Netanyahu will have to do during the Washington summit. The U.S., Israel's most important ally, will be pushing the Israeli leader to make concessions to the Palestinians. So will the 49% of the Israeli population who did not vote for him in last May's election. But hardliners from Netanyahu's Likud party and other right-wing coalition partners are calling for a show of strength, warning Netanyahu not to make any concessions that might be viewed as giving in to the violent Palestinian protests. For Yasser Arafat, the Washington summit comes at a time when his popularity is perhaps higher than ever. But Palestinian expectations are also higher than ever, and Arafat needs to return from the summit with more than just vague promises and another reluctant handshake on the White House lawn. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.